The Geek Life Podcast is, get this, a discussion of all things geek. Technology, movies, television, books, comics, games, nothing is off limits.
Renew!
Sigh.
Renew!
What's this red blinking light?
I had that removed twice. Did you know that the MPAA film rating system began on November 1st?
No wonder we get all moody in the winter.
I know. You know, I wasn't going to say that.
Would you like some syrup?
Join Mike, Paul, Richard, and Melissa at The Geek Life Podcast at thegeeklife.tv.
Now broadcasting the webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 213 of the Webcomic Beacon podcast here at webcomicbeacon.com. And we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting and community site at rampagenetwork.com. I'm Fess of ArjaComic.com, and with me, we just have Mark Savory here today from AutumnLake.com.
Well, hello there.
To this week, we have a special guest with us, who has done a fair deal of creative works in related to the webcomics community in the past, and is running a site that we go through to find news for the Webcomic Beacon newscast. We have Xavier Xerxes from ComicsTalk.com on the show with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Awesome.
Well, you guys have good radio voices.
I hope so. Mark more so than me, but he hasn't been talking so much for the past several episodes. He just kinda,
ooh, me?
Yeah, he just kind of.
I have a radio voice. What do you mean?
Thanks for coming on the show. We have, basically, this is a featured episode where we're just going to be talking about you, so no pressure.
Wow, okay,
well. No, don't worry about it. This isn't a really short show,
but we'll try.
As long as you remember your past, we'll be good. Let's see here, so... I know that a lot of people have probably seen your name around. It's, if they can't remember it specifically what it was, it's the guy with all the X's in his name. I think
that's right. It's marketing.
Yes, I think a lot of people probably would recognize Xerxes more than anything, especially on Twitter, as that's your handle right now. But I did remember, like, wow, it's well over 5 years ago now that. When webcomics was really just sort of like, everybody and their grandma was getting into webcomics as far as making one. And the whole thing about Wikipedia wanted nothing of it, basically. And then I'm going to start at the beginning of where I originally found out about who you were, was a bit through comicspedia.org, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is... Okay. It's sort of a webcomics wiki. I'd have no idea. It's not something I have frequented, so I have no idea if this thing has been continuing to be updated, or. But can you tell us a bit about the beginnings of what is the web, basically a webcomics wiki?
Sure. Yeah, and actually, it's funny. I think I still use it, but I'm not super active in it anymore. Some of these things are funny to look back on because everything seems so important in the moment, and then time rolls on and you kind of wonder, like, well, what was everybody so excited about? But there was a big back and forth over Wikipedia, just kind of deleting a lot of webcomic stuff. And at the time... There was a guy named Eric Burns, who's still around, but less active. who ran websnark.com and actually was a contributor to Comics Talk, which at the time was called Comixpedia, not to make this any more confusing. But between Eric and me and some other folks who were helping with Comixpedia, which was Comixpedia.com, we like basically over a weekend decided to throw up Comixpedia.org as webcomics wiki. And that's just basically how it started. And it was a lot of it was a reaction to some of the just sort of over-the-top deletions and the delete wars at that year at Wikipedia. But it was probably a good idea, and I think it still is a good idea. It was a little bit of a rough start, though. You know, it was all sort of came out of this Wikipedia thing, so they had lots of people that wanted to argue about the same things at comicspedia.org, and we had a lot of people trying to figure out how to use it, and there's probably some interesting stories so I can remember them, but I mean, that's kind of how it started. And basically though, what happened was, after about, I want to say, a couple of years, cause I think it started in 2005, it kind of became a bit of a headache. And I sold it for $1 to Josh Roberts, who I don't know if that his name is still familiar or not, but he was running a site called onlinecomics.net at the time.
Oh, I remember onlinecomics.net, yeah.
Yeah, which was a really cool site. It was, at the time, kind of one of the places you could go and find out new stuff and kind of, you know, just kind of almost like stumble through different links between people who had registered their comic with it. Basically, you know, Wikipedia, you know, the great thing about it is anybody can add stuff. The bad part about it, particularly if your name is on the site, is anybody can add stuff. And that was where the sort of headache became. I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. But it was a great idea, and I didn't want to get rid of it. So at the time, I talked to a whole bunch of different people. And Josh seemed like the kind of indie, had done something for a while, reliable guy to take it over. And thankfully, it seems like he's kept it up. So that's great. What I didn't know at the time was he was talking to Joey Manley, and about a month or so after he took it over, they merged all their stuff up in what is probably still one of the only like funded webcomic ventures I've heard of, which was Comic Space. So I think Comic Space still technically owns comicspedia.org, although I'm not really sure anybody's quite clear on the corporate status of Comic Space these days. Hmm. So who knows? But that's the long history of it.
Was Comic Space the sort of MySpace comic place?
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah. It actually was a decent site for about 6 months. If you'll look at it now, you'll notice it's been overrun with Thai spam. Thailand spam, Thai language spam for some reason.
Huh. Yeah, there is also a boom of list sites then back when too, and I forget which one it was, but they got hacked so bad, and they looked the most promising out of most of the list sites that we were seeing at the time. Very sort of like community setup. I don't even remember what the name of it was, but oh well, it's cutthroat. It was really cutthroat back then, honestly. So, all right. So you were working on this Comixpedia thing to begin with. What was your original? Did you have a comic at this time, or were you just more so of like a motivator or collaborator or reader?
Well, let's rewind a teeny bit. I was definitely like a lot of folks when they discover webcomics, which for me was in 1998, just super kind of crazy excited. You know, I was sort of, it was DIY and it was, comics was something I was always had wanted to do, and just life had never really given me a path to do that. Outside of some things in school newspapers. and kind of did comics for, for about 4 years straight, 98 to about 2002. But was definitely, I would say, you know, like an enthusiast, really just kind of excited about comics. And, you know, back then things were incredibly small. Didn't seem like it at the time, but, you know, just a much smaller crew of people. So the notion of starting something like a magazine / portal to cover web comics was the genesis of starting what we called Comicspedia until we changed the name to Comics Talk many years later. So that I started that with about four other people. And we started that in February 2003. I kind of stopped updating any webcomics regularly, but I mostly have managed to keep up with Comics Talk over the years through its various incarnations because it's fun. Probably, you know, similar reasons you guys do some of this stuff. It's, you know, I've met a ton of great people, read a lot of great comics, and I like to write. I guess I'm just like a lot of other ways, a frustrated writer as a frustrated webcomic artist. But, you know, it's a good outlet to be able to sort of keep up with writing like that. But that's kind of where it all came from. So in my comic making career definitely is more offline than online now. I have a lot of, I think I'm a victim of, I have much better taste than skills. So I get very frustrated with things I work on. I think everybody passed around that Ira Glass comment this year. Did you guys see that bit about sort of encouraging people to stick with it because you're going to suck for a couple of years, at least, because if you're interested in something, you have any taste at all, you're not going to be able to do stuff you like for a while. So I have that taped up on the wall now, trying to keep myself from giving up too easily. Anyhow, I'm rambling. So that's kind of the early days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually, you know, like I said, it was a really smaller group of people there. A lot of those people are, I knew some of them, you know, decently well. I knew others just like through the various, at the time, IRC, and I guess we used AOL a lot back then, bulletin boards. But a lot of those folks have gone on to do some really cool stuff. I was in a group called Alt Brand for a couple of years with probably the only guy who's really stuck with it from that group and has become pretty successful is Brad, who does Evil Inc. now. At the time, he did Greystone Inn, which was his first comic.
Right.
But, you know, another guy, Rick... Well, his name online, Box Jam, did Box Jam's Doodle for a while. And then Lee Adam Harold did Chopping Block. Two very good comics. Both of them, they're not really updating it so much anymore. Mm. Although Lee brought Chopping Block back for a while, you really can't miss a single panel comic about a serial killer that is actually extremely funny. So I wish that got more attention than it does, but... and then the other fellow in that, actually, is a funny guy. He's probably one of the funniest guys in that group, was Adam Burke. Did a comic called The Grimbles. Has actually gone to become a stand-up comedian. So that's
really?
Kind
really?
Of neat, too. I guess he got tired of drawing, so now he just kind of tells the jokes.
It's easier to write out your jokes instead of trying to do the art, I suppose.
I guess. I mean, he was actually a pretty good artist, too. So, you know, you never know. People's things take different turns and twists and turns. But, you know, all this stuff is ancient history for you guys. I mean, I think Webcomics Beacon started in, like, 04, 05?
We'll be having our fourth anniversary. Well, actually, according to when this is out on MP3, we just had our fourth anniversary, entering our fifth year. We started in 2007 in December.
So you guys are veritable toddlers. I'm like getting inch now. So
you're yelling at people to get off your damn lawn.
not really, but yeah, I feel like that sometimes. But yeah, so it was a, you know, it was very much, you know, everybody had to sort of figure it out themselves, and it seemed just like a, it felt more like a scene, you know? And so a lot of what we did in the early days of Comixpedia was sharing what people knew. You know, we had a, people like, people who wrote for the site back then included like Jim Zepkovich, who is now doing, Skull Kickers, which is a great book. He did online The Makeshift Miracle, which he's redoing with a with another artist right now. He may be the most famous guy that actually wrote back for Comixpedia. But we had a whole crew of folks, and we had that kind of group effort probably until about 2005, 2006. And, you know, a lot of things change over time. It kind of... I wouldn't say fizzled, but just kind of fell. People sort of went on to do their own thing. So probably the last 4 or 5 years, it's been more of a blog, and that's mostly been me. So it really evolved into more of sort of Xerxes' blog on webcomics than its original half of its life was more of a big group effort, right, which was a lot of fun. But, you know, a lot of work goes into keeping up an effort with a lot of people. So, right, you know, there's trade-offs both ways.
Oh, I know. I know the effort that can go into trying to coordinate, oh, I don't know, 12 people?
Yeah.
For, well, like, say, yeah, a, say yeah, for, like, say, a podcast network?
totally. I'm sure you understand the pain of that sometimes occurs, so... But mostly in touch with most of those folks off and on, and, you know, it was definitely a lot of cool people. But you know, webcomics now is not really, anything distinct from comics. So it's, you know, it's some point around 2000, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, you know, the main reason for having Comics Talk originally kind of went away, which was, when we started it, and even really until probably the middle part of last decade, you know, webcomics really did not get enough respect. And it's kind of hard to believe that now because there's just so much amazing stuff. But it was still kind of a world where there was comics and then there was webcomics. And in that kind of a situation, it really meant a lot to have sites writing about webcomics because no one else really was. Now, you know, now everybody writes about webcomics, which is awesome. You know, every sites from, you know, traditional sort of newsarama kind of sites to io9 to boingboing.net, you know, they write about webcomics. So there's not any sense of mission anymore, I suppose. But on the other hand, that's been kind of cool for me too, because I think, like a lot of people who get into comics, whether, like, you never stopped being into comics or you got into it again, like I kind of did, it's a huge educational process. So it's been just, you know, it's been great to be able to read and talk to people over the years. That, you know, I've probably talked to a lot more people in all kinds of areas of comics now than I did at the beginning of the whole process.
Well, food for thought. If you're looking, if anybody out there listening is thinking about doing it all, consider the extent of your abilities and the dedication of others. We are going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the guy with all the X's a bit more.
Till there.
Like animation? Come listen to Animation Aficionados.
And if you disagree with us, you could be a guest on a future show.
Available on iTunes, the Zune Market, and animationaficionados.com.
This program is a part of the Webcast Beacon Network and is hosted on the Rampage Network. Follow us on Twitter at Webcomic Beacon. Email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail by calling 1-320-310-0922. The Webcast Beacon Network. covering and promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007. Webcomics, comic news, tropes, and web fiction at webcastbeacon.com. Now, back to our show.
I don't know how to do a proper segue to break.
Are we braked?
Yeah, but it's not going to be for very long.
No, that's fine. I didn't know.
Yeah, I break up the shows into some breaks because I know,
I listen. I haven't listened to every single one you guys have ever done, but actually you guys are on my podcast list.
Sweetness.
And you know, it's funny, Mark, I totally didn't remember this until we were talking. You actually sent me a calendar one year.
Oh yeah, I made some calendars.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
You had calendars?
I made up a bunch of calendars and just sort of mailed them out to people. Didn't you get one?
No.
Guess I hated you.
You bastard.
I made them through, I hate to say Cafe Press because I really hate Cafe Press, but I made them through theirs. I like their calendar template. You can get like a one sheet
Who was
calendar
it from?
Thing. That was probably Cafe Press.
Oh, okay.
I guess you can still get them there. I liked how they had their template. And Zazzle doesn't really have one like that, as far as I know.
There has to be other options for more print-on-demand stuff. I mean, as print-on-demand isn't really all that bad, but you know, us poor small people, we can't. You know, if we want something, we're gonna have to sacrifice any sort of real profit margin for any sort of like merch. But, you know, but sometimes you just want a few for fun.
Yeah, it's too bad it's so pricey. What I didn't like about Cafe Press was you had to pay a fee to have a store, you know, which you don't have to do with Zazzle, even though they're making all the profit.
Well,
you know,
yeah, that's the thing. Well, the thing is, all you had to do was, like, put a comma in it, like make a master link that had all these different commas for like the different stores, because you could link stores together to show up in one page.
I guess, but it seemed like pain in the ass.
Yeah, and I technically still have a Cafe Press. I just haven't touched it, and I don't really care. so you know, whatever. I've been thinking about like maybe using Kablam or Comic Express for. Like print something that's like short, like say if you want to do like a 4-page ashcan or something like that, or even 4-page, 8-page ashcan, you print with no covers or you make the cover a throwaway, and you think about, you know, after you get a book, you see that basically up until a certain point it's stapled right down the middle. So with that in mind, if you do the math right, you could probably get a nicely printed ashcan set and then just pull the staples out and restaple them. You'll have basically, if you did like, quote-unquote, read like the whole page, like a 30-page book, it'd be all nonsense because it'd just be nonsense and repetitive, but it might be a really cheap roundabout way to get decent quality printing for an ashcan level of comic, and honestly be really cheap that way.
Possibly.
I wonder if they'd call you out on it though. Be like, you can't do, as long as you don't put it like, you know, on the online store.
How dare you.
But I mean, you're still buying it from them.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't care.
Yeah, it's something they'll try sometime, I think. All right, it is getting late in the day, and we've been back for a while because I'm going to keep all that. So you have this website called Comics Talk right now, and I know Eric Kimball, who is our news hound. Our news gatherer for the Webcomic Beacon newscast spends at least 4 hours a week looking at an ever-growing list of sites to to basically check. I want to ask, how do you basically scrounge for news for comic stock?
That's a great question. It definitely changes over time. I have, you know, a lot of sites bookmarked that I like to go, just check out what's going on. I get a lot of it these days from basically creators tweeting stuff. And that usually, that often leads to, because they're the ones that are plugging their stuff, usually leads to interesting stories. I still get a lot of mail from folks wanting to plug their stuff or talk about some project they've got going. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff these days, Kickstarter projects, new books. A lot of times people want to talk about a milestone, comics hit a year or comics hit 100 comics. So it's a mix of those things. These days I don't feel the obligation to be comprehensive like I used to years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I freely admit that, you're getting a slice of things that I think is interesting, and hopefully that's enough for people to keep checking the site out. But that's basically it. I 4 hours is probably more than I put into it these days.
It's not a contest.
Pass it on.
It's not a contest, but
it might have used to feel that way about it, but I'm happy to not think about it that way these days. Actually, it's funny. A couple of things that I've been working on this year that don't work at all, but I'll throw out there to see if anybody has an interesting reaction to it is, one is, the site used to run a lot of automatically imported feeds from creators' blogs. I stopped doing that because the world got sort of more social media-fied, and that just seemed like overkill. But definitely sort of, I do wonder sometimes if there would be a better way to pull in the things that people who are kind of interested in digital and webby comics that wouldn't require Eric to work for 4 hours a day or however long he does. So I've definitely been sort of other part of my brain is filled up with Drupal, which is a content management system.
Right.
I have been spending some time this year trying to figure out if there are sort of elegance, the wrong word, but efficient ways to pull in tagged content. So that's probably would be a nice thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it doesn't quite work well enough to roll it out. But the other thing, too, is my sort of hometown convention is SPX. So that's the one show I always go to every year. And I had some good conversations this year with some folks about, the whole thing we were talking about earlier with lists and places to find comics. There are some interesting sites out there, and I really wish someone would make one that I absolutely love perfectly. But unfortunately, I still keep having this nagging feeling that no one is filling the Xavier Xerxes niche perfectly. So I have also been working on sort of an idea of kind of pull together a combination of sort of Metacritic slash, kind of find comics you like kind of site. And it's still in a real alpha because it's an ugly looking site right now. And also because still working on trying to figure out how to make recommendations work in a meaningful way. So those are kind of my two things I probably spend time on working on. It's just kind of it's kind of unfortunate that we're talking today and I haven't actually finished either now. But
it's always difficult to try to. It's essentially a sort of list site for webcomics, which you got to find a way to really stand out from the other ones. I know I'm having to do that since I own Webcomic Z. Still trying to work some things out behind the scenes and in the back end, but trying to make that investment worthwhile, I should say.
I don't think I remembered that you ran that site. I have looked at that, and that has a lot of neat things on it, too.
Well, I bought it. I just never had a chance to run it yet, so it's been kind of sort of just sitting there.
Okay.
And may have another person as a buy-in as soon as I get paid for their share. So, but we have ideas, and ideas are hard to implement because you need money to pay somebody to program them. Which I think I've got that taken care of for now, and so we're slowly going to bring it back and see if we can improve it, and we'll see.
Well, that would be good. Maybe you can maybe it'll be perfect, and I won't feel the need to actually work on another site. I keep hoping someone will do that, and I will.
Or maybe we could work together. Who knows?
maybe. Yeah. Okay. Well, I will.
We'll do lunch. Stuff.
Yes.
okay, so there were a few other things that you had done in the past that I remember. Several stuff which I guess isn't online anymore. There was this thing called Fright Night that you were a part of, at least.
Yeah, you know, Fright Night was actually kind of cool. I was not involved in the first edition. That was put on by a guy named Terrence Marks, and I think he had another guy helping him, so I can't remember his name, unfortunately, right now. And Terrence sort of, can't remember the exact reasons, but didn't want to, or couldn't do it again the second year, so I took over organizing it. And that was basically like a big group comic thing where a whole bunch of people ahead of time volunteered and got organized into groups of five or six, and everybody made group comics for Halloween Day, and then we just, you know, rolled them out on Halloween Day, and it was a lot of fun. And but probably more so, it was people trying to basically drum up some publicity.
Oh, of course.
Sadly, I have a bad habit of blowing up my own websites from time to time. I mean, I think the only site I have never actually completely blown up is Comics Talk. And at some point, FrightNight.org got messed up. So I don't have any of the stuff online right now, but it's not gone. I probably just need to throw it back up. In fact, the other project that you remember was something we started at Comics Talk called Blind Date,
right.
Which was... we basically, people who, you know, at Comics Talk, not the people who wrote for it, but just the whole community at the time, volunteered to do comics. And the format changed from year to year, but basically we matched people up. I think one year they did comics for each other, and then maybe the other year they traded off comics on a continuing story, and that was a lot of fun too. And same problem, it's kind of backed up somewhere. I need to put it back up online, but people don't do that as much as they used to. Those were kind of fun things to do. Not sure if it's because things were smaller then, or maybe people are still doing it. I'm just not aware of it as much as they used to be. So I don't know that.
Yeah, I remember Blind Date. I was trying to look at my website right now to see where it might be. And as I'm clicking through my site, I realize there's some outdated stuff I need to update. a completely aborted comic I tried to do because I was insane at the time during the crossover wars. But
I remember that.
I was like, hey, I have an idea. Nobody's doing it. It's a good idea. I should do that. So I think we have kind of the same sort of thing. If it's a good idea, it's not out there, then we try to make it.
Yeah, and there was another one we did called May Day, which actually I think was one of the actual resulted in the better output of comics. But that was a similar thing where we had people sort of pair up and make dramatic comics. But yeah, isn't that, you know, it's funny, you were talking, I have destroyed so many sort of unfinished efforts that About earlier this month, I threw up a blog called 10,000 Comics at Tumblr, because I realized that I needed to remind myself that I actually made comics. So I've been just throwing up all of my unfinished projects at that blog. Also hoping that I could figure out how much of my life I've spent on comics, because I kind of realized I had no idea, but it must be a lot. So that's my only plug, which isn't really a plug.
Yeah. So is this just supposed to be old content you're throwing up here, old unfinished content, or you actually plan on putting some new stuff?
It's both. It's going to be both, because I'm still making stuff, but what I tend to do is get about through the first chapter or so, and then get completely frustrated and start over or switch to another project.
Gotcha. So you're an ADHD web cartoonist.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. That probably is better than just frustrated and cranky. Get off my lawn.
It's like, what's this? How many kids with ADHD does it take to screw in a light bulb? And the answer is, hey, look at this new webcomic I made.
Oh, I thought you were going to say squirrel.
Or otherwise, it's let's go ride bikes, but we're making webcomics. We don't go outside. I'm kidding. Anyway, so I'm trying to be humorous. Emphasis on try. But let's see here. Do you think you'd ever get into working on another collaboration again, or trying to set up a sort of artistic collaboration again, or is that sort of you feel you don't have to anymore now? Or
do you mean the kind of group kind of comic projects that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, it's like sort of like writing. I'm planning to for this Christmas, 2011. Still, I'm planning to put together a sort of a secular Secret Santa.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And I think, didn't your co-host organize a Secret Santa for a couple years?
It was so secret, I didn't know.
Not Mark, one of your other former, or Tony. Well, sorry, rambling.
It's possible. You know,
yeah, I mean, I guess it's sort of, yes, I'd love to, and then I don't have time. So it's just kind of one of those.
That doesn't stop me.
I like to sleep a few hours a night these days.
Yeah, I remember sleep.
Yeah. No, you know, it's I hate to sound like a broken record, but I have a lot of unfinished things this year. So, you know, Fright Night, really, the mess that sort of the fact that it's inactive is all on me, and is probably easily fixed with some time and just, you know, getting some new collaborators. It was a kind of a fun little project that people, you know, had fun doing. It would be great to sort of kickstart again. So it's just a question of...
All right, Fright Night 2012. You heard it here first, folks. Now you
actually
have to.
My big mess up there was I was trying to get John Morris, who, if you have not read his stuff, is amazing. He's probably best known for Jeremy, which is an old comic about a little Frankenstein boy. But he does all kinds of stuff online now, kind of all over the place. But anyhow, I was trying to get him to take that over. Maybe I will work on that again, because he has a great sort of Halloween spook, dark kind of themed a lot of his work, so he's a natural fit for that stuff.
Well, cool. I'm sure. And anybody else who's interested in what Fright Night, if you remember Fright Night, go ahead and find this show on the website at webcastbeacon.com, or go to Comics Talk, leave some comments, really bothering Xerxes about it, so he has to put it back together. At least get the old site up.
I know. Yeah. Please. All right. One email will probably be enough. So.
So yeah, I find that having other people constantly remind you helps. Badgering, I'd say, but yeah. I think we're gonna take one last break before we come back once again and see what else we have left to do.
So there.
Fliegen mit dem fetten Gecken.
Give it to me, Santa.
Ho, 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 ho.
Wrap it for me, Santa.
Ho, 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 ho.
Slide it down my chimney.
Ho, 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 ho.
And all the elves say,
it's fun to fly with the fat guy.
Oslo, Mint, Rome, Auckland, Bora Bora, home.
December 24th, and we're stranded in Des Moines. There's bad news from the vet. Looks like Blitzen pulled a groin. But we shouldn't be surprised by this Christmas Eve delay, 'cause this year Santa Claus barely fits into his sleigh. He's overweight, and in Frank. But we know the girls are gonna love him anyway. He'll wax their skis and trim their trees.
Wrap
it for me, Santa. Slide it down my chimney.
And all the elves say,
it's fun to fly with the fat guy.
Rio, Cairo, Nome, Cape Town, Yokohama, home.
Last New Year's he resolved not to eat like such a hog. He tried some diet shakes, but he mixed them with eggnog. He finally said, screw it, quitting fruitcake is too hard. Besides, you know his groupies all expect to tumble far. We get homemade fudge and elf massage. It don't suck to ride in Santa Claus's entourage. Honey's get gift wrap, sit on his lap. So why lose weight? So why lose weight when his HMO says shape up, bro? He says, kiss my denim bone beneath the mistletoe.
That was Fun to Fly with the Fat Guy by Robert Lund and Spaff.com from The Funny Music Project at TheFump.com. Again, I suck at going to break.
Oh, it worked.
I don't even have, like, a cool way to end the show. Web Fiction World has Keep Reading, Keep Typing that Anna came up with. Ross Scott had Peanut Butter and Jelly. He's stepped down, and Tom Reaver.
I forgot that he was on your guys' show for a while.
Yeah,
he's a cool guy. He's local to me too.
Yeah, he had to step down for, well, he's busy. So, and we have a new person who has his own thing to say, and I'm.
You guys done? They're all kind of wrapped up with Super Art Fight too. Have you guys ever been to one of those?
No, they don't really go.
You guys, West Coast.
I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I don't think they've gotten off the East Coast, but Super Art Fight, you guys, if you ever get a chance, you should go to that. They're trying to do more cons, but it is silly, hilarious. It's basically a bunch of webcomic guys and gals. They draw pictures based on this topic generator. I think it's called, like, the Wheel of Doom or something. That's on a big screen, and then the audience basically votes who wins. But I mean, the announcer and the whole way they, like, hype it up, they treat it like World Wrestling Federation. So.
Right, right. And that sort of setup is used in other avenues as well. Like, in Minnesota, during its biggest general geek nerd convention, Convergence, there is Iron Artist.
I bet that sounds similar, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's an idea that's been, you know, it has a few different incarnations, of course. The whole... have a panel of artists with this is the theme sort of thing, and then the audience votes on it. It gets around to various years in there. Of course, I've never, you know, theirs is, certainly has to be something to see as far as a sort of wrestling or boxing artist tournament.
Yeah, well, nothing says like, you know, webcomic artists like. Treating them like, you know, like they're a wrestler coming into the ring, which is silly, but
Yeah.
Ross does some announcing for that. That's the only reason I rambled off onto that.
Oh, right.
Which he's pretty good at, so it's funny.
So. Anyway.
That's it?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I'm hearing a bit of an echo, so I'm going to disconnect and reconnect real quick.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to think of some other things of which we could interrogate you about. but I can't think of anything. I think we pretty much did cover everything. Let's see here. Yeah, basically. And there we are. Mark, do you have any questions for our guest today?
No, I think we covered everything pretty good.
Do you have any... Xerxes, is there anything else that you think we could cover, plug, or go into, suggest for a future episode, maybe?
Thanks for having me on, and the only thing I would say is, you know, I still love to get suggestions on what's stuff that's interesting, and we still, and mostly me, review stuff at Comics Talk, so keep reading, and if you're sort of interested in getting plugged or reviewed, you know, feel free to send stuff on our way.
That's at comicstalk.com. You can check out for, is it almost daily posts? Oh, wait a minute. Of how often do you update? Isn't it almost every day?
Let's go with almost daily, because it's been a little more sporadic this year, but that's the goal.
Well, awesome. Well, check that out. And, of course, don't forget to check out the Webcomic Beacon newscast if you're also looking for comics news. You're going to get more of a timely serving at comicstalk.com. Xavier, thank you very much for coming on our show.
Thanks, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you know what? Work on Fright Night and let us know when you have that up.
Excellent. I will do.
All right. And once again, Xavier Xerxes at comicstalk.org. You can follow him at Xerxes on Twitter. I have been Fess of ArgerComic.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
Just, did that ring a bell? Is it sort of like what I have done, or?
No. I've known you done stuff.
No, I just want to make sure you weren't mixing me up with someone else, that's all.